Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The left fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. May reaches second base with a double. Wynn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Kleins moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kleins tags and scores. One out. It's Astros, 1, Pirates, 1. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Stennett moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stennett. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Stennett steals third. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. the Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Alley reaches second base with a double. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Kleins reaches third base with a triple. Alley scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsh bunts towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Forsh for the out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Richie Zisk now playing left field. Vic Davalillo now playing right field. Gene Kleins now playing center field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell juggles the ball. That's an error on Stargell. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Pirates. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo bunts towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Kleins moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stargell is walked intentionally. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Ray. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett strikes out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms catches it and throws to first to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.